Hi everyone, welcome back to the Wild Adventures podcast. I've got a bit of a strange one for you today. The audio for my half of the interview seemed to have disappeared into the ether at some point, so I can't actually give you the full episode or all of the things that I talked to this lovely lady about, so you're going to get a bit of a strange one. Now, if you're paying close attention to the background, then you might be able to hear people dancing, partying away. And that is because my window is open, because the breeze is lovely, and we've had thunder and lightning all day, and wonderful rain, and I just do not want to give that up. So, on to today's episode. We are speaking with one of my closest and dearest friends, Emma Look, as we call her, or Baby Emma, if you know me very well. The episode has a lot of me laughing, so if you're not up for that, this might not be the episode for you. There's a lot of random laughter, a lot of very random questions, sidelines that even I don't understand, but I hope you enjoy the episode. You'll get to know a little bit about Emma, why she moved from Lithuania to the UK to pursue a dream of hers, how she ended up in Scotland, how we met, and basically you're about how our friendship blossomed into the friendship that it is today. So I hope you enjoy it. If not, don't worry, we will be back next week with a bit more normalness. So, here we go. Enjoy! Like, it's nice having that conversation with someone again. Like, small bantery flirter. Yeah. And yeah. Not flirter. Banter.
Bleh, 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 bleh. Bleh, bleh. Bleh, I can't speak today. Like, I was trying to film the easiest freaking video in Lithuanian for, like, 3 hours. In Lithuanian. It was difficult because today I just can't speak properly. It's very weird. So it's going to be a fun evening. You'll have to edit a lot.
We'll see about that.
Okay. So what are we going to do now? I don't believe that I know how it works.
We talk and then I choose what to show everyone else on the internet. But we can start, because one thing I realized that I haven't done is introducing people, and I've just gone straight into conversations. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can like introduce yourself.
Oh, that's a freaking, like, that's the thing that I hate the most. You know, when I went to school and when I had to just, you know, stand in front of everyone and just say what's like, what I have to do, see, that's what I mean. Like, I will have to try to think a little bit deeper and like, just, okay, relax my mind. Because I can't speak today. I can't speak. Like, my mind is just empty. Yeah, so introducing myself. Oh, I just feel like I'm in a class yet again.
Well, your name is Emma.
Well, yes. My name is Emma. I'm from Lithuania. I lived in the UK where I absolutely met you, obviously. Yes. I lived in the UK for nearly 3 years.
So how did you, when did you make the decision to move to the UK and why?
Well, I lived in Lithuania, first of all. Lithuania is quite a poor country. You can't earn a lot of money in Lithuania. And in general, well, my sister used to live in the UK. She was studying over there. So I've visited UK before and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with how nice people are. They're smiling all the time. I remember this one time when I was walking through Manchester streets, it was probably like second or maybe even first evening that I've been there in the UK. And there was a guy which was walking in the rain, holding his umbrella. And then we walked by him, my mom and me, and he just stopped, lifted his umbrella and smiled. And I was like, What is wrong with you, dude? It's raining, the weather sucks, and you're just there smiling. Like, what is this country? So, yes, that's the first memory that I have about England. And in general, the whole UK is the same. Like, the whole vibe is that it's pretty amazing. Like, people are just smiling without a reason, you know, and they're just so bubbly, and all the banter. The banter is amazing over there. And it's just like, it kind of captured my attention. And I've traveled quite a lot, and I've never seen a country that I would love to live except Lithuania. Mm-hmm. And the second country was UK. So, well, not really country, kingdom in this case. So, yes. So basically, I just wanted to move there because I wanted to try something else. I wanted to try my own, you know, myself in general. I wanted to see how far I can go. Mm-hmm. And what I can discover about myself by, like, putting myself in this sort of situation as like going to a completely different country without knowing anyone, you know, and just, yeah, just in general speaking a different language and meeting different people. So yeah, it was interesting
experience. So where did you start, and what was the first job you got?
Oh, it was a warehouse. Yes, because it's really difficult to start in a foreign country without any experience. They don't know how good you are at, like, speaking their language, you know? So it's like, first of all, you have to start from the very basics, from the zero, literally.
Yeah.
So that's where I started. Like, I started with a Lithuanian agency that sent me to the UK, got me a job, got me a place to live. So it was easier this way, you know. So it wasn't like, you know, I went there and I did not know what I'm going to do, or did not know where I'm going to live. Basically, people met me, you know, in the station. So I was not, like, completely lost and alone, you know. So that was good. But then when I went to Scotland, I know that I'm jumping, that's when I was pretty much alone, because that's what I was trying to achieve in my entire life, I believe. I wanted that shock effect, you know, when I would just move somewhere without knowing what I'm going to do and without knowing where I'm going to stay. I just wanted that. I was craving for that my entire life.
So that's a pretty good adventure to talk about. So talk us through that.
I don't even know how Scotland appeared in my mind, you know. I was living in England for nearly 2 years by that time. Yeah, it was maybe even more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, well, I don't know what happened with me, but I was constantly thinking about Scotland. Mm-hmm. And I have no explanation for that. I don't know, maybe you were calling me, you know, to visit you.
I was going, come on.
Yes, but basically because of Scotland, because I was thinking to move to Scotland without even visiting Scotland once. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of moving there. So I was like, okay, so what I have to do, I have to save some money. And how am I going to move there? Okay, so I need to, like, pass my driving test. Okay, so if I'm going to pass my driving test, I need a car, right? So, okay, so I need to probably a second job so that I would be able to save some money, you know, and then pass my driving test and so on, so on. So basically at one point of my life, I had two jobs. And at the same time, I was trying to get my lessons done and trying to learn how to drive. So that was a really fun time of my life. Like, I missed that so much. It was, it was bad, but it was so good. It's like, you know, the more you put on your plate, the more you can handle, you know.
Yeah.
When you don't put anything on your plate, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Oh my God, I can't do anything, you know. But then you put more and more and more and you're like, okay, so I can do this and that and even more than that. Like, what's happening, you know? And I'd never expected that I can do this, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's such a confidence booster. It's like, you know, I would offer that, like, I would offer it for everyone. was like battling with their confidence or self-esteem. Like they have no self-esteem, just try to move to a different country and like start everything from scratch. And you'll just feel so much better about yourself because you know, you will know that you can do things, you know?
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
So you woke up one morning, packed all of your stuff into your tiny blue car.
Yes.
And drove up.
Yeah. I had my driving license for only a month or so.
Wow.
Yes. And I bought a car and I was even scared to drive to work without GPS, without my maps being turned on. And it was like a 5 minutes drive. And I packed all of my stuff, which didn't fit into my small blue car.
So you're I left. Very good at Tetris, yes.
Apparently, I could not see anything. So imagine me with like being like, I had my driving license for only a month. I packed all of my stuff into the car. I could not see anything because my car was full, so I could not like look through any mirrors, just like those side ones, you know. And yeah, I went all the way to Scotland. How many kilometers was there? Like probably like nearly 500.
Yeah. You didn't like do that. It in one day, did you though? Didn't you stop along the way and stay at Airbnbs along the way?
It was all in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first one was in Alva in the I don't know what to call it. Like I need to open my map.
Borders?
No. It was very close to you actually. Like it wasn't that far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went straight to Scotland in one night.
Well done.
I drove for like 7 hours in the nighttime because I just, yeah, I tried to stop. Oh, Stirling.
Stirling. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was close to Stirling. Yeah. So I drove like, 7 hours. I stopped in a few places. I tried to sleep, but it was so uncomfortable that I just decided to give up on that. And I said to myself that I'm going to drive all the way to Scotland and then rest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did not sleep one night completely. And then I drove to Scotland. I walked all around the place for like a few hours. I was super excited, so I did not even want to go to sleep, you know, because the adrenaline, you know, and everything. I was so proud of myself. I was jumping around, you know.
I remember and then, that video.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Like, and then I went to Airbnb where, you know, I met a few people. Then we talked, and in general, it was like few first days full of just emotions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I could not even do anything. I was just like full of everything and full of nothing at the same time, you know, because I left my home behind me, two of my homes, you know, because Stoke is still always going to be my home, as well as Scotland, you know, as well as Lithuania.
Yeah.
So I left my home once again and traveled to nowhere. So it was like I was full of emotions and I was empty at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
So it was it was a few days that I needed to, you know, get used to this feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I went to one Airbnb to another because I did not know where I want to stay.
Yeah.
Because it was basically, well, second time that I've been to Scotland, because first time I went with my friend to Glasgow, because I thought that I want to live in Glasgow, but then I heard how people are speaking over there and I did not understand. So I said to myself that I'm probably not going to live there because I will not get used to them. So yes, I went to, yeah, first of all, I went to Stirling and then I went to Kirkcaldy. Yeah, basically where you live. So
yeah.
Yours was third Airbnb.
And you stayed. But it was all...
Yeah, it was all in like Kirkcaldy area, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. And then I met you. And then when I saw you, I wanted to hug you instantly. I don't know what was wrong with me.
I know, it was the best feeling ever.
Yeah, it was like, I'm home. I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know what's happening. But I want to hug you.
and then 2 hours just disappeared, and we were like, okay, so yeah, maybe people listen to this for dinner.
Yeah, yeah, and then we're going to drink some wine and watch Avatar in the end of the day. Yeah, like it was pretty cool. It was very cool. It was one of the, like, it's one of the memories that I'm never going to forget because it's just so vivid, and it's like, it keeps repeating itself in my mind as like, yeah, one of the best moments of my life. It's just amazing.
And was it the next day I said, why didn't you just live with me?
The same day.
Was it the same day? I swear to God it was, yes, 2 days. And then you were like, no, it was one day. Then no. I keep getting it wrong. The same day.
It was the same day. We were drinking wine. Maybe that might remember. No.
Maybe I just feel like I'm not that adventurous. I was like, 2 days is really adventurous. No, same day.
Exactly. You went all that
all
way.
Out. All. Yep.
Yep. You did not stop for a moment.
No. We had a very interesting life together, you and I.
We did.
Lots of downs. Yeah. We did become family very quickly.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It is still good.
It is, I must, still good, insist.
It's still really, really good.
Yeah.
And you're still my family. And every you're time that I want to talk, or every time that you want to talk, you know, it's just really cool to have that sort of person.
Yeah.
You know, you can just say everything, basically, because they will not judge. They will understand. And it's really cool. Everyone needs that sort of person.
Or they will judge, but they do it from love.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, let's be fair. It usually comes to me and guys. That's when the judging comes in.
Do I judge you, though? Do I?
No, you're always right. Every single time, you're always right. You see it way before me. I'll be like, oh, this guy, this. And you're like, mm-mm. It's not going to last.
Do I? I don't even know. I don't even remember, you know?
Like, oh, you do cheer me on as well, but you're like a protective little sister. You're like, don't you hurt my sister.
Because I'll punch them and they're right in their faces. Like, really. They will lose all of their teeth. I don't care.
All of the teeth.
I'll be like, oh, wait. Weren't, like, didn't you just had your teeth over there? I don't know. I don't remember. It's a few moments ago. You still had them.
Oops.
Did not even notice. How did this happen? Yeah.
So then us living together was a combination of a lot of Latin dancing, nightclubs, making movies, sucking up helium from helium balloons.
Yes. Traveling.
A whole lot of crazy.
Yes. And a lot of delicious food that Lani does. Like,
yeah, we did do a lot of food. Yeah, we were good at food.
She makes delicious food. I love it.
In case anyone's wondering, she means me.
Yeah. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours.
I can see you. But I got to charge. I think that's called being a prostitute, but oh well.
Milkshake, worth it.
Okay, if you were a milkshake, what taste would you be?
Strawberry. I don't know why I thought of that.
Strawberry.
I just said strawberry without even thinking about it. I don't know why.
Okay, what would I be?
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
I don't know why. Yet again. It just came out of nowhere, you know. I was like, blueberry.
I love blueberry. It. Quick questions. React quickly. See what comes out.
What comes out?
That's what he said.
Okay. So what should we speak about now?
Let's see.
Should we talk about something spiritual?
We can do, if you like.
Well, first of all, when I met you, I actually was not spiritual at all. So that's you who inspired me to change. Like, it wasn't just Scotland that changed me as a person. It was you. Okay.
Great. I'm going to take all the blame for this now. You're the one that turned me into a weirdo.
No, I can't say that I'm a weirdo. Well, I am, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Okay.
It's okay. We bring out the best in each other.
The bestest weirdos. Yeah. Well, yeah, I did not know anything about that before. Like,
well, all of Lithuania was like when you started telling stories.
Yeah, but like I did not really connect it, you know, to,
yeah,
like basically, yes, we do have some, you know, paganism, like holidays, like which are close to pagans, and I don't even know how to say it right.
Pagan holidays, yeah.
Yeah, but
pagan practices, like it's, I think it was, we connected on the fact that we had the same thoughts about being close to the earth and being a good person, and
mm-hmm.
the holidays coincided with the same as yours and seemed to have the same meanings behind them as well.
Yeah, so much of it is actually coming from Lithuania. It's like, yeah, very old pagan country. And we're actually returning to that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's
same as Scotland, I believe.
Yeah, I think so as well. I've certainly seen more of it lately than, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because once you know it's there, you see it. But that was my feeling in Scotland, that it was a very pagan community and they still celebrate like Beltane and fire festivals and whatnot. So
I believe that at some point, people need some sort of beliefs, you know. I won't say that it's a religion or something like that, because religion in my mind kind of got a negative,
yeah,
you know, perspective in this case. Yeah, so I'm not going to say that it's a religion, but like some sort of beliefs, spirituality, some core that you can go to, you know,
yeah,
when you feel upset, when you feel sad, something to lean on. So this is it, you know. Everyone needs to have it, and everyone chooses what they will have. So in this case, for example, I believe in nature more than I believe in God and in churches, you know.
Yeah.
I believe in karma, I believe in universe, but I don't believe in some person who's the same human as I am,
mm-hmm.
saying that, you know, he has some sort of messages for me,
yeah.
or a building which is built by also humans, you know. And it's like, what's God like? Let's leave it to God, you know, not for humans. So that's what I kind of learned in Scotland. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was from you or it just came from, you know, the surroundings and everything, but that's what I learned in Scotland, you know. And I don't, I believe that I, but like, I don't believe like casual things that people believe in, you know?
Yeah. So, No, no, carry on.
No, you carry on. I forgot already.
So did I.
Oh, that's amazing.
We are so clueless sometimes.
Oh, that was amazing. I loved it. Like, I forgot what I want to see. Oh, me too.
I love when we got to the stage, and it happened quite quickly, when we didn't even need words. We would just use sounds to communicate.
Yeah. It was really weird. Like, in general, I don't know. Like, you said that you had, you know, those past lives, like a hypnosis or something like that.
Yeah, past life regression. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even know, maybe like we had some sort of past life together, because it was really weird. Like, it's a connection that I did not have before, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you meet a person, but you know that person and you fully trust them. I don't trust people in general, but
no shit.
Yeah, like I don't like people in general, but I loved you from the very first moment that I saw you, you know. And I trusted you fully, like completely.
Me too. So,
really weird thing, like it does not happen often, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I know anyone else that I've been able to communicate just by sounds.
Yeah.
And we just knew what we meant. And I remember mum coming to visit, and she said, you guys have like your own way of communicating. I have no idea what's happening, but you guys have like full conversations, and I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. sorry, mommy.
That's probably why it's so difficult to do a podcast for me right now, because I just want to go like it's really weird because I don't communicate with people like that, but with you it goes like you go like weird. We're going to be so weird. Yeah, every time we meet up it's like some things are happening as well, like for example when I met you the first time, and in general those few months that I lived with you, it was really weird. It changed me completely as a person, like 3 months, but I changed, like,
yeah, me too, yeah,
very much. And this time when I went to you as well, like, I also changed like so much. It was like there is some sort of switch that when I see you and when we talk, I don't know, for some reason, like realize things, and just things are coming to my mind and to probably your mind as well.
Definitely.
And it's like things are starting to shift, and it's just evolving into something else in my mind. And then I get ideas, and then I start to create, and then things are happening. It's like a chemical reaction when I meet you. I don't know.
I give you a chemical reaction? Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Not that chemical reaction. Although, who knows? You hot stuff.
It's okay. I don't swing that way.
God damn it.
Damn it.
God damn it.
No, but the same thing happened with me. I mean, we ended up, it was, life felt like an adventure again when you were here, because I wasn't doing things by myself anymore. Like, we would go on road trips, and like, we found adventures in the movies that we watched and the music that we listened to. I mean, cooking dinner was an adventure because we would dance around and become nutcases, and
yeah,
it was just so amazing. And I mean, we would go for a drive and it would be our mission to make other people driving laugh.
Yeah.
We'd be dancing so much, the car was literally jumping from side to side.
That was the most hilarious thing, because I was just like rolling and you were looking around and you were seeing people laughing, and I was there like vibing. I don't give a shit.
I mean, the hours and hours of footage that we took of us doing silly shit on like Snapchat or just being out and about. The full moon. Remember when we went out on the full moon?
And started howling.
And we started howling at the full moon and dancing in the dark.
Oh, I'm just happy that there were no one around us. Oh my God.
It was great. Stevie Nicks howling, full moon in the pitch black nowhere by the sea.
It's, I don't know. It's insane. Like, I've never done anything like that with anyone else.
We were nuts. We were pretty nuts.
Yeah. Like, when both of us are coming in one place, it's just, it gets into the insane side. Like,
yeah. Not dangerous, just insane on a level where we're like, I didn't even know I could do this.
Howl at the fucking moon.
How?
Yeah, I still have all of those videos.
Me too.
I sometimes look at them.
Me too.
And then cringe, and then laugh, and then cringe again.
I think the Snapchat ones are my favorites, especially the one with the eyebrow. It's wiping off my eyebrow.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
And your mum got all of these. Like, she must have thought we were absolutely batshit crazy.
She knows that already, so it's like, I'm not going to surprise her, you know, especially when I'm just here at home, you know, and something like clicks in my head and I start screaming, or I start screaming some sort of lyrics, you know. I'm not saying singing, because it's not singing, I'm screaming. And then she just sits there and I go like, what? And she's like, what is wrong with you? Who did I give birth to? And I was like, I don't know, it's your fault. You did it to yourself. And I believe that I got like this when I met you, okay? So it's your
Hey,
fault.
don't blame me. You brought this out on me as well.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't remember when this happened. It's probably because, when I went to Scotland, I just started to trust myself a little bit more because I did, that goal that I was going for like half a year, I was working for half a year towards that goal. And when I reached it, I was like, I can do things. And then I went crazy, I was like, oh my God, I'm so confident. I can do anything, anything that I want. So that's when I went nuts, probably, I believe.
You built up my confidence as well. I was much more confident like while you were here and then after you left. And like my self-worth as well and what I believed in for myself was much higher. And I mean, you were
Because
like my
you're so
biggest cheerleader.
amazing and you don't even see
No.
that. I hate it when
Well,
people don't see that.
you're
You're amazing.
the one that you lived here for like a month and then you like registered the fact that the paintings all over the place are mine and you're like,
Why did you not tell me? They're amazing.
It took you a month. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, like I don't know. I would just tell you straight away, I'm like, oh my God, these paintings are mine, Yeah, I love painting. You can see that all
Look
over
how
the
wonderful
fucking
I
place.
am.
Yeah, like I love painting. Just look at all of that, That's what I do for my free time. I don't know. Just put it out like that, and people would be like, oh, really? And you don't do that. You hide it. It's so weird for me because you hide everything that's good about you. And I
Nope.
also do that. So I guess that's why we helped each other as well, because
Yeah.
when I met you, I wanted to stop hiding all that I love, like everything that I love, because I was hiding it. Like for example, makeup and everything. And I was just like running away from it because I thought that if I'm going to start like working towards Instagram, towards YouTube, people will think, that I'm just cocky and, I'm just trying to show off and just like putting myself out there. And people will just be like, oh my God, can you calm down? Why are you just showing off over here and everything? So that's what I was afraid of. But I never received it, because it's the way that you put it. It just depends on how you put yourself. And if you're just being nice to yourself, not being cocky, I believe that, people will appreciate you the way that you are. And in this case, if you would just be like, yeah, so I love painting, I love painting, like, yeah. Like that one and that one, so people would appreciate your art, because you would show it off as well. And you're
No.
doing that. I see you doing that. I see that you're putting your paintings over there and
I
you're
see you,
showing,
baby.
shaking
Chicken
that ass,
ass.
shaking that
Chicken
ass.
ass. What was it we used to say? Chicken ananas.
Shake ananas.
Chicken ananas. Chicken
Shake ananas.
ananas.
Shake ananas. Just take that pineapple and shake it.
Chicken ananas.
Yeah. Don't ask me about the lyrics that I sang wrong my entire life, because there's a lot of them.
Yes, there are, and they're equally as funny.
Yeah. I was just singing like gibberish, like total freaking gibberish. I don't even know what it meant, but I was just singing the way it sounded like. Actually, I remember one of the songs that traumatized me, like I don't know what. It was the song by Shakira, Underneath Your Clothes. And when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, this is such a beautiful song. Like, oh, it's so cool, like so relaxing and everything. Like, and then I grew up and I was like, underneath your clothes, there's an endless story. I was like, excuse me? When I was a kid, I was singing a song like which was saying, like, underneath your clothes, there's an endless story. There's a man I chose. There's my territory. I
Oh, yeah.
was like, wow, okay. And there's so many more songs like that, but I just never, I'm just happy that my parents don't understand English.
I've got no excuse. For me, it was that song, I'm horny, 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 horny. Yeah, we sang that.
I'm still thinking that it says honey, right? It says honey, right?
It's horny.
Please say that it says honey.
The other thing. The other thing honey.
Oh, honey. Honey, honey, honey.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. That's actually a good one. Oh, honey. When you think that they're singing honey in that oh, honey. Oh, honey. Honey, honey, honey.
Honey, 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 tonight.
Oh no. Are you singing though? Are you singing to that microphone?
Yes, I was singing just before we started talking.
Good.
Well, no, it's not good. But it's practice.
Exactly. Like for example, every morning right now, I'm trying to do like there's a YouTube channel that's basically for vocal, like coaching vocals.
Ooh, can you send that to me? Because yeah. My voice is getting so sore. Like I was singing today and I was like, oh my God, my throat is so sore. And then every time I'm on like a 2-hour recording or like video chat for the podcast afterwards, I'm like, ooh, that's painful.
That's exactly what's happening with me today. I was speaking to the freaking camera. Yep. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like losing my voice. What's happening? It's not normal because, you know, when it's not quarantine, you speak way more, you know.
Yeah,
like a few months ago, I was speaking way more than I'm speaking like nowadays.
Mm.
And I can feel it. Like it's like a muscle that you're not using. And when you're not using it anymore, what's happening? Like, yeah, I can't speak anymore. In general, I can't speak. I don't know how to speak with people anymore. I see people and I freak out.
And that was another episode done of the Wild Adventures podcast. Thanks everyone for sticking around and listening to it, and I hope it brought some joy into your life this week. Have a very good weekend, and we will see you again next week. Bye!